If you're a coach, you're going to love what I have in store for you today. Stay tuned. Welcome to another episode of Coach's Corner. I'm your host, Robert Imbrielli. This is for coaches who want to succeed faster. Welcome to episode number 65, specifically for coaches today. And I want to let you know this episode is sponsored by Marketing Thunder. MarketingThunder.com, really worthwhile. Learn from the experts how to become a better business owner, a better coach, a better professional. And get 7 days of access, full unlimited access, for just $1. Really a good idea to go have a look. MarketingThunder.com. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Coach's Corner. I'm your host, Robert Imbrielli, and I am so excited to have you here today because I've got some big news to share with you. Now, a lot of people say, big news. Everyone's got big news. What is the big news that you're trying to share with us? What is so special? Well, this is episode 65, and you would think by now I've kind of got Coach's Corner figured out, right? Well, you know, we're always looking to fine-tune things, always looking to refine what we're doing. And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to shift gears a little bit from being a show that was about empowerment for entrepreneurs, which is a little bit broad, a little bit wide, and I'm going to focus it more. And from this point forward, Coach's Corner is going to be specifically for coaches. And a lot of coaches out there, a lot of coaches struggling out there. In fact, if you look at some of the numbers, they're kind of startling, actually. You look at how much money the average coach makes. And I got to tell you something, it really is scary to me to look at that because a coach that's making $40,000 a year is considered average in this industry. It's pretty scary, right? There are a lot of coaches who are doing better. A lot of coaches are doing $1 million or more a year. That's very possible to do when you combine coaching with group coaching, with seminars and other information products and membership sites. You can get over the $1 million mark quite simply, quite easily, actually. I've seen a lot of people do it. So I wanted to shift gears on this show. And rather than just be a guy who's giving you a lot of information and not really targeted, I wanted to be a little bit more specific in my delivery. And what I want to do is make sure that I can deliver content that is specific and of interest to you as a coach. Now, you may or may not know, but I've been a coach now since 1995. Pretty long, right? Went back then, 1995, when I printed on my card that I was a business coach and I would hand that card to people, people would look at it and go, "What's that? What's a business coach? Never heard of this thing before. Is it, you know, something I should know about?" And there were very few coaches. It was sort of the world of Tony Robbins that people really started to become coaches. That's my background. That's my training. And a little bit later, about 3 or 4 years later, I found myself living in Chicago. And I was working with Anthony Robbins and Associates, the franchise that he had set up. He had a bunch of franchises back then. I think this was the last three of them that were there. There was one in Chicago. And I had the opportunity to coach over 2,000 people over a course of 2 years face-to-face. Now, that meant a lot of long coaching days, sometimes coaching 12 people, hour-long coaching sessions at a time. And I would come home completely burned out, completely wiped out. But one of the things that I learned is I learned to become a really good coach. I learned to be able to hear the words that people aren't speaking. I learned to hear the things that were going on in their lives, even though they couldn't articulate them. I could learn from their stories. I can learn from the way they presented themselves. I can read their body language. I could read the fears that they had when they would talk about things or avoid talking about things. And I became really quick at being able to coach people and really get them to the next level. But not only that, at the end of the coaching sessions that I was doing, there was obviously a sales opportunity, right? You want to take them to the next step. You can't just give them a coaching session and say, good luck. You really want to take them to the next level. And I developed a coaching system that really allowed me to coach literally on any topic, yet still follow a framework that really resulted in them signing up for, at the time we had a seminar and coaching program that we were selling. And I was closing 8 out of 10 people on average. Some days it was better. Some days it was 10 out of 10. It was 100%. Some days it was a little bit less than that, 60%, 70%. But I averaged over 2 years, 80% of the people I sat with, I was able to close them. At that time, it was a $2,500 price point. Now, you might look at that and you might say, well, that's kind of impressive, right? Imagine for yourself if you were able to sit in front of a potential coaching client and 8 out of every 10 of them that you sat in front of, you were able to close them. Well, that's the kind of thing we're going to be talking about here on Coach's Corner. This is the kind of thing that I think is of most interest to a lot of my friends who are coaches. A lot of the people who contact me are coaches, and they really want to take their practice to a new level. Now, finding clients is one thing, and I know there's a lot of stuff on the market now about, oh, how to build your coaching practice. And I've purchased a lot of it. I've been involved in a lot of it, and a lot of it won't work for a lot of folks. And I got to tell you something, the moment you get into selling, now, you know, remember, my background is marketing too, right? So I've been doing marketing since the 80s. I've been doing online marketing literally since 1989. That's when I made my very first sale online. So I have a lot of experience, a lot of background in marketing. What happens when you bring, and I'm going to look at a coach as a professional. You take somebody who's a professional, like a doctor, chiropractor, dentist, and you say, we're going to put you in the role of selling. Well, immediately, they're out of their comfort zone, right? Their comfort zone is coaching. So what I developed as far as a program for selling was a program where you coach and you don't actually sell, and the person actually will enroll because they want to. Because what you've done is you've done something I like to call auditioning. You've auditioned your talents, you've auditioned your abilities with them, and what you've done is you've given them a big enough reason to say, this person really knows what they're talking about, and yes, I want to take my life to the next level, and what do you have? They literally ask you for what you have to offer. So I've done seminars where I've had people in the seminar room, and I've closed 80% of the room. Now, people say, that's incredible. That's an astronomical number. It doesn't happen in a 15-minute phone call. It's a big misnomer. I hear that a lot. It's like, you only get someone on the phone for a 15-minute discovery call, and you're going to close them. It doesn't work. Most people fail. In fact, I failed at that many, many times when I thought, hey, maybe I could try it. It doesn't work. In the same way, I have a really hard time when I'm in front of an audience and I've only got 60 minutes with them. I close a couple here and there, but really nothing that, nothing that can be compared to spending 2 or 3 days in a seminar room with a group of people where, 80% is sort of the average for me. There's no selling, no hard selling. They love what they're getting. They want more of it. And that's what I teach my coaches to do. That's what I teach them to get into the habit of, let me show you how to audition your skills. Let me show you how to demo them, right? If this were an infomercial and I had a mixer and a slicer and a dicer, what would I be doing? I'd have all the vegetables and I'd show you what's going on, right? So I'm demoing the product. And once you see all that, you go, wow, that's really cool. I really want that product. What we do is we create the demand without actually having to sell you. Well, it's a little bit more intangible with coaches, but it's exactly the same process. The framework behind it is exactly the same. Now, if you're able to catch that, if you're able to understand that, and that's exactly what I teach, I will show you how to do that, then you'll have a very successful coaching practice because selling is no fun. Got to tell you, I've done a lot of selling over the course of my career. It's no fun. And in fact, when I was first presented with the opportunity to work with Anthony Robbins and Associates, and the job description was, you're going to be a sales rep, I said, no, not interested. I don't do that. I'm a coach. I don't sell. So what I did is I started to look and I started to create a really very powerful yet very simple framework that I was able to follow, and I taught other coaches how to do it as well, and they also became more and more successful because we don't like selling, right? We like coaching. And so if I could say, hey, I'm going to have you coach somebody, and at the end of it, they're going to ask you to buy into your coaching program and spend money with you, would you like that better? Of course you would, right? So there's a seminar that Tony Robbins used to teach on videotape only. And it was only in the franchises, and it was called PTI. People who remember way back when or ever been involved with the franchises, called Power to Influence. We call it PTI for short. It was like 36 hours of Tony Robbins on, get this, VHS videotape. And we would sell this seminar. We would sell access to the seminar. And people would come and they would sit in the room for literally 4 days. And we would just put in one videotape after another, play it up on a big screen, and they would watch Tony train. There was such valuable information. I probably did that seminar maybe 15 times. And I got to tell you something, that there's some real value in there. And I took that knowledge and I applied it to coaching. And I said, okay, if you're a coach, how can you apply what Tony's teaching here to your coaching in order to influence people to buy it and influence them in such a way where they think, I'd be stupid not to do this, right? And that's really where I went, and that's what I created. I created a coaching program that really is a sales package, but you wouldn't know it. It doesn't look like it. It doesn't feel like it. Boy, it's a lot of fun. And that's why I was doing them when I was in Chicago. I was doing them, you know, 10, 12 a day, as much as I had energy for, I would do. And literally, some days I would get home and not have any energy left to even take off my clothes and get into pajamas, right, to go to bed. I would just flop on the couch, not eat, not drink, just fall asleep, wiped out. But I loved it so much, I kept going back and kept doing it. Some weeks I was coaching 7 days a week. And, you know, you might say, well, that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. But I was really helping these people. Even if they didn't buy, I had the mindset that if they spend this time with me, even if they didn't buy, I was able to help them and change their lives and shape their lives in some way. And I walked away feeling empowered. But you know what? Because of that, there's this idea of reciprocity. You've just given them a great gift. You've actually helped them with something. You've given them some insights, some breakthroughs, if you will. Not everything, because you can't do everything in an hour. I mean, however good your coach you are, you're not going to do that in an hour. But it gave them enough to know, hey, there's an opportunity here, and I really ought to take advantage of this. I ought to look at this a little bit deeper. I ought to take this to the next level. And the enrollment was such an easy process back then. It was really a couple of questions, and you shut up. You ask the question, you shut up. And they are put in a position where they like what they've heard. They're feeling really good. You've gotten their state up. You've gotten them more excited. You've gotten them seeing possibility in such a way that they didn't see it before. And now you come along and you say, I've got a coaching program that I think would really be a great fit for you. And you explain what the coaching program is. You give them the price. And usually what happens is they say, can I put that on a credit card? And the answer obviously is, of course you can, you know, and that's the process. And I got to tell you something, it would take me probably a good 3 days to train you on it, because there's some skills in there that you have to make it work. So from a coaching perspective, I don't know your coaching background. Like I said, my coaching background has been trained by Tony Robbins and other people as well along the way. But Tony Robbins is sort of the main one. And like I said, I learned a lot from him about how to coach people and had a lot of practical experience. Like I said, back then in the 2 years that I spent in Chicago being the head coach and the coach's trainer back then, I was able to really work with a lot of people one-on-one and really hone those skills and really get them to the next level. And like I said, if it was just a sales position, I would have said, no way, not interested. Because essentially what we were doing was selling them into a seminar and coaching package. That's what we were doing. Giving them, you know, a complimentary discovery session. And during that discovery session, upselling them to the seminar and coaching package that we had for them. And, you know, it worked really, really well. It was an exciting time. It was a lot of fun. And then, you know, at some point I said, I need to move on. I need to go do this for my own practice rather than selling them into the franchise. I wanted to do it for me. And I've been doing that ever since. I've been working with a lot of coaches. I've been working with a lot of professionals, doctors, chiropractors, dentists, that sort of thing. But I'm changing my focus now. I'm getting back into working with coaches because I think after everything I've been through and everything I've worked with, I think coaches, for me, are the most fun. Because the truth of the matter is, if I help you as a coach, then you go out and you help how many people? Then there's this ripple effect, right? So the work I do helps you to help all these other people. And it's the same with the doctors, but I think it's more so with the coaches because I'm much, much more passionate about what we do as coaches than really what any other profession does. So this is the new focus, if you will, of Coach's Corner. So what I want you to do is make sure you're subscribed, number one. Number two, if you have any friends who are coaches, have them subscribe. Number three, come to my website, robertimbrialli.com, and get on my mailing list. And there's a bunch of free bonus things you can get on the website. Any one of them will get you on the mailing list. Make sure you get on the mailing list so that you stay in contact with me. Follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook, all of that kind of stuff. Make sure you're in the conversation. Because I'm going to be sharing some good stuff here. I'm going to bring some guests to you that are coaches or people who help coaches to become more successful. So that's the crux of the conversation. We're going to be having this conversation. I'm going to do them more often, so it'll be definitely weekly now. And, you know, like I said, we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to have a lot of fun. I don't know about you, but I'm going to have a lot of fun sharing this with you. And I hope that you and I do get the opportunity to meet in person sometime soon, either at a seminar or an event of some sort, or maybe you come through and we do a live chat on Facebook, you know, that kind of thing. But I do want to meet you. I do want to get to know who you are, what you're doing, how you got trained, who you're coaching, how successful you've been, how successful you'd like to be going forward. And then maybe we can discuss having me help you with that, because that's, like I said, that's an area I have a lot of expertise in and a lot of fun doing it too. So taking the marketing, taking the selling knowledge, taking all of that, but packaging it specifically for coaches where you're not actually selling yourself. And I think that's really important, because if you're not into selling, if you don't love selling, it's always going to be hard. You're always going to shy away from it. And I prefer you didn't do that. I prefer you did what you love to do, which is coaching. Do the coaching and use the coaching to speak for itself, literally, and do the selling for you, so that when your customer gets to experience what you have to offer, there's no way they can say no. Like it? I hope you do. We'll talk again real soon. Thanks so much for watching, and I hope you'll subscribe and hope you'll share this with your friends as well.